Yes. Read it out loud with me. Ready? A psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Let's pray together. Father, I pray that you would use your word to speak to us now. Speak to our hearts, Father. Lord, I pray that today we would take time to count our blessings, for you provide many to us. Lord, it's easy at times to look at the difficulties, struggles, and problems because they're there. But Lord, help us to purposely today look at the blessings that you have given to us. And may we, your people, be a thankful people, for you are good. Lord, if there's anybody here who has not trusted Jesus, may they do that today, Lord. May they see your goodness, your grace, your mercy, how much you love them, and may they come to you in faith and receive you. Lord, I pray for our mothers today that they would be especially blessed and honored for being here today. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take a seat. Count your blessings. I believe this is a psalm of counting those blessings. David the writer takes some time here to review the blessings that God has given to him. Because the truth is, most of us are better at criticism than praise. Amen? Criticism comes easy, doesn't it? I don't know why. I think that's the way we're programmed. We come and we hear something, we see something, that we focus on what was wrong. And we are easy to criticize. I remember my wife has always told me, for every time we bring a criticism to our children or to anybody, we need to try to counter that with 7 affirmations of praise. And maybe that's a good thing to live by. For every time we criticize, we need to offer praise. In fact, 7 times affirmations of praise. Why is it that we find it so much easier? Testament, especially through Numbers chapters 10 to 13, what we see is the Israelites in the wilderness, and this is just after God had delivered them from bondage, from slavery in Egypt. And we see the Israelites after the Red Sea, after God providing and taking such good care of them and the miracles. And we see through Numbers 10 through 13 that people complained over and over against the Lord in the wilderness. They complained over many things. All the things that God had done for them, they were still griping and they were moaning against God. God sent them manna. And we all understand manna. It was that special heaven-sent bread from heaven. It was that special bread that God had sent to them. And they didn't like it. And God then sent them quail. And they started complaining about that. They missed Egypt, and they wanted to be back in Egypt. So they were willing to give up all their freedom for nicer menu, for better food to eat. Sometimes we need to give ourselves a good talking to. And I think that's what David is doing here when he writes this psalm. He's given himself a good talking to. Remember the Lord. Remember all his benefits. He's saying essentially, count your blessings. That's what that song that we just heard was reminding us. We need that song. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Amen? Count your blessings today. Count your blessings. Often we're good at taking our time to pray and telling God what we want him to do for us. Often we're good at complaining to God about our problems. But sometimes we need to take time to count our many blessings. And that's what we're going to do in Psalm. Most of us are better at criticism than praise. And so this past week, what we did was, in the kids' club, we took time to have the kids sit and think of things that they were thankful that they that their in ways that their mom was a blessing to them. And we had them write down why their mom was a blessing to them. To count their blessings is what we were doing. And so we have a whole bunch of them. And Jen was at home with me, and she was just having a good time reading some of these to me. And so I said, I think it'd be a blessing for you guys to hear some of the things that the kids were saying. And so since most of the kids are not in here right now, we won't embarrass them too much. So I'm going to ask Jenny to come up and read a few of them. Listen to these kids counting their blessings of their mom.
Here. Actually, we were going to choose one to let them read it. But when we were reading it, how can you choose one? Because every mother is special, and these were so special. And the thing that we saw throughout the whole thing is she's kind, she's loving, she feeds me. But there were some cute languages that they used here. Not only did this one right here say she feeds me, but she makes exotics. Foods. It was so precious. It was like, and then big letters, she's my mom. That one was so cute. There was another one here that says, and we don't think of this as blessings, but this person said, she gives me punishments because she wants to keep me safe. How precious is that? And then at the end, it says, she always gives me a second chance. You know, we don't know what goes through the minds of the children. Sweet and lovely. She buys me food. She encourages me. This one put, just so that you don't forget who I am. She signs her name and then she says, your oldest daughter. So I thought that was cute. And then this one, this was funny. This one was thinking of it too. This one says, she gives me punishments. That was the first thing on the list. But then in another pin in another color tucked in, she gives me good punishments and she encourages me and she helps me all the time. But this was just part of it. This wasn't all the things. She's beautiful, she's lovely, she feeds me. Minnie put, she sacrifices her time and money for the family and she provides, and she is my favorite. This is all the favorite things about my mom. This one, I don't think this one was very young. It was so adorable. All the way down, she's green and super. I wonder if this one was saying she's a superhero, but then, and she's sexy. And then I could hardly read it, the writing, and then it says, I thought it said single, and I was like, that can't be right. No, she's sexy and sings. So she sings lovely in the home. So, so gorgeous. This one was writing, and then in the middle, she broke out into a song of lyrics. So gorgeous. And then this one says, she's provided for me for until her age. 9 whole years she's provided for me. And then there was a graph, and it's so cute here. The graph said 95% makes me happy, 2% makes me sad, and 3% angry. How adorable is that? And we know that's true. We know that's true in relationships. And so this one, she gave me life. She led me to the right path and to become a Christian person and a daughter. And I am blessed, and the whole world is blessed by her. What are these words? You know, these beautiful. Homework is a big one. She's beautiful and kind and goes out of her way. She hugs me and she draws with me. How many mothers don't have a talent of drawing? But this one draws with her. And I love you so much. She gives me food and she kisses me. And she helps me ride my bike. Sometimes it's the dad, sometimes it's the moms. So, let's see, there was one more, one down here. Also, when I said that your oldest daughter, another one said, signed her name and said, AKA your daughter, just in case you forgot. I am your daughter. So, and let's see, was there one more here? Yes. This one was classic. Not all moms do the same thing. This mom will play Game Boy. And he loves, I like beating her. I like her addiction to that. So I guess they have a running competition, and some moms are like that. But these are our children, and we're so blessed by them. And it's so wonderful to see all the many ways that they're blessed. And I could not choose one of these because they were all really, really good.
Thank you, Jen. Oh, is she ready?
Were you going to have Sarah? Okay. We do have one child in the service that had hers, and so we were going to have her read hers here.
So come on up, Sarah. Here, stand up here. Can you hold it and read at the same time? Okay, all up to you.
My mom is a blessing because she is God's creation. My mom does reading with me. She cooks food for me. She also washes my clothes. She is a blessing because she hugs and kisses me a lot. I love mom when she says, I love you to me.
Excellent. Sarah, that was beautiful. And I know that you are a blessing to your mom. Here, I think you could give that to Miss Gigi. Or thank you, Sarah. Thank you for sharing. Well, aren't those cute? I did see a common theme through just about every one. My mom is a blessing because of the wonderful food she makes me. Over and over. Moms, they appreciate your food. Well, so we need a good dose of Psalm 103 to get rid of some of the complaining spirit that may develop in us. That's so easy, so prevalent. As he says in verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. That's what we need. Count our blessings. Here are some great blessings given here that we must never forget. So let's look at them. Let's list them. This is a start on our list of counting our blessings. This is a start. This is not everything that we can put on our list, but David helps us with this blessing list. The first one that he puts down here is forgiveness. Look at verse 3. Who forgives all your iniquities? This is what he starts with. He starts off saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? And it's not surprising to start with this, because this is our greatest need, to be forgiven by our Creator God, because we have sinned against him. And David is so thankful for a forgiving God. David realized his own sin because he had sinned much. And he knew that before a holy and righteous God, he was a sinner. And this is the position we all come to when we come to know Jesus Christ. We realize we are sinners too, in need of the forgiveness of our Savior, of our God, of our Creator. Notice also he says he forgives all your iniquities. All your iniquities. Some people think that when they come to know Christ as their Savior, that all their sins are forgiven in the past, but somehow from that point on they have to, you know, be a certain level, and they're hoping to get to the end without sinning too much. But David realized he's forgiven all his iniquities, all his sins. That means your past sins, and it also means your future sins. Christian, your sins are forgiven, all your sins. This is not a blank check to go and sin because they're all forgiven. This is not what we're talking about in any way. But you're forgiven. When you have unconfessed sin in your life, there's a problem. But that is more of a fellowship problem. It is hard to walk with God and live in His will when you're living in sin. You have to understand that. But if you are born again truly, all your sins are forgiven. They've all been taken and nailed to the cross with Jesus. to be remembered no more. You stand before God at the end of your life. He will not hold these sins against you because Jesus paid for your sins. That is what the gospel is. That is good news. It wouldn't be such good news if, well, I forgive all your sins, but from now on, anything that you do will be held against you. That's not good news, is it? We'd all be in trouble. But the good news is all your sins He has forgiven. What a God we serve. What grace. What eagerness to forgive. So what a blessing it is. Count your blessings. We have forgiveness through Jesus Christ. The second thing that he lists here, the second blessing is healing. Verse 3, who heals all your diseases. All your diseases. Now listen, I'm thankful for medicine. We need medicines. You know, we live in the most modern age that any humans have ever lived in. Do you understand that? Do you get that? Okay. Nobody else has lived in such a modern age as us. So I'm thankful for some of the modern things we have, and one of those is medicines, and it's important. I'm thankful for doctors. If you're a doctor here, we're thankful for you, and we need you. And I know we have a number of nurses in our church, and I'm thankful for you. My uncle back in the U.S., he's also a doctor. My sister, Candy, just recently became an RN, a registered nurse herself. And so she's working in a hospital and helping people, helping sick people. We need them, and we need you, and we thank you. We need these people. Yet even with all that knowledge, we still acknowledge that healing comes from the Lord. We use them, and it'd be foolish not to, but I believe that God is the one that uses them to bring about His will, His purpose. We trust in the Lord. We do what we can, but ultimately we realize God is in charge. If you were sick and you are now experiencing health, give thanks to the Lord for that. If your cancer is gone or in remission, give thanks to the Lord for that as well. If you've experienced close calls and nearly died, but somehow you survived that, give thanks to the Lord and count your blessings in Him. But we also must remember that all healing in this life is still temporary. All healing. Even Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead, he died, didn't he? But I believe that God allows this sometimes, that God brings about healing in our life sometimes to fulfill His purpose, for His glory, to allow us to continue to do our work for Him. God allows it sometimes. And maybe if anything, if nothing else, just a taste of the healing that is to come. Because God will bring about complete and total healing when we are with Him. And in that place, there will be no more sickness, no more disease, no more suffering, no more dying. And that'll be a wonderful time. Total healing. What a blessing it is to have healing, though. And to know also that one day, we will have perfect bodies that will never be sick and sore again. And to that I say, amen. You may not know it right now, but I am suffering greatly. My body is hurting greatly. I was playing too hard yesterday after a couple of weeks off, and I feel it so much today. So I'm confident in heaven this will not be the case. We will have healthy, perfect bodies without the pain. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Blessing number 3 is this called deliverance. Look at verse number 4. He says, who redeems your life from destruction? He redeems your life from destruction. This is that deliverance. To redeem means to buy back, as in a ransom. When somebody is held ransom by captors, a ransom must be paid to their captors for them to be released. That's the idea. And this is the word picture here, that He has redeemed us. He bought us. He bought us with his own blood, with his own sacrifice. He redeemed us. He redeemed us from the ransom of sin and death. The word destruction here literally means the pit. And it refers to the grave, it refers to death, it refers to corruption. So it's talking about him buying us back from corruption, from death, from this pit. So we were held ransom by sin and death, and God redeems us, and he saves us. He buys us back, and he rescues us from that. This is the deliverance. I want us to look at a New Testament passage. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55, Paul writes, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that verse 56, the sting of death is sin. This is a way of saying that the thing that caused death as we know it today is sin. That's it. Sin brought death into this world, and we live with this. The strength of sin is the law. What that is saying is that our sin is amplified and made even greater in light of God's law, in light of his holiness and perfection. It amplifies our imperfection in our sin. Because God is perfect and holy, and his law is perfect and holy, and when you try to measure yourself up against God's perfectness and his holiness, you come short all the time. You come short. And so with Paul, we say that the strength of sin is the law. We cannot be perfect and righteous enough. But he ends with saying, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He took care of it. He delivered us. He brought deliverance, and he set us free from sin and death. He also set us free not only from two things in regards to sin. The first is our sins that we have committed. All your sins, they're wiped out. They're forgiven. But the second thing is he has delivered you from sin itself. And that is the power of sin, the bondage of sin, the nature of sin. You have been set free from that. You are free to serve him. Not just your sins, the acts you've committed, but from the nature of sin. That nature that you were born with. And you have a new nature now. You are in Christ. You're a new creation now. He's delivered you. There's that old song that says, be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. What's that song? You know it? Rock of Ages. Cleft for me. Rock of Ages. But he says, be of sin the double cure. Two cures. Save from wrath, that is you have forgiveness of all your sins, but to make you pure, that is you are delivered from sin, to live for him. You've been delivered. What a blessing it is to know that we have true deliverance from our sin and the consequences of sin, death. We have deliverance from sin and death. Count your blessings. Are you counting your blessings this morning? Number four, another blessing to count is a crowning. Oh, good, it does say crowning because my notes actually say crowing. It forgot the N. So, crowning. Verse 4, who crowns you with loving kindness and, what's the word? Tender mercies. Two things here, loving kindness. And by the way, this crowning is a bestowing on us, an honor given to you as a child of God. And it involves that honor and that dignity that God gives to you. This is a crowning, a loving kindness. It speaks of the love of a father that they have for their child. Not a harsh, mean-spirited love, but a kind, tender-hearted love as a father has to their own. We need God's loving kindness. But the other thing is tender mercies. Tender mercies. Why doesn't it say something else like tender justice here? The truth is that justice isn't so tender. Remember God's holiness and his righteousness. He is sinless and perfect. And everyone that comes to him must also be righteous and without sin. And so for us to get what we deserve from God, his justice, would mean that we have eternal punishment and separation from God. That would be justice. But it talks of his tender mercies. We need God's mercy. We deserve God's justice, but we need his mercy, don't we? And so David, he recalls as a blessing the tender mercies of God for not giving us the things that we deserve, but bestowing on us his grace, his mercy. So what a blessing to receive such honor from God, this crowning, his kindness, his mercy. Count your blessings. And the final, last thing I want us to see that we are to count as our blessing is satisfaction. Look at verse 5. Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. This means basically that nothing satisfies like God does. We were made in his image and we were made for a purpose, and nothing else in this world is going to satisfy you like God can. Nothing on earth will bring satisfaction. The pursuit of money, the pursuit of power, fame, pleasure, you name it, you fill in the gap. All these things fade away. They're all fleeting. They all change. And they leave you empty when you don't have God. Only God satisfies, truly satisfies. It's like being, you're really, really hungry. A few weeks ago, we had dinner with a group in the church. We went to this Indian restaurant. Indian restaurant. That means heavy, nice curries, a lot of it. And it was so good. And we just ate so much. And we all left just saying, oh my goodness, that was too much. But you know what? The next day, I was hungry again. Even after that, I was still hungry again. Does it satisfy? Yes, it did satisfy. But it was still just temporary and short-lived. And remember that time when this woman came to the well to get water? Remember what Jesus said to her? He said in John 4, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. He could have been talking about curry here, amen? Whoever eats this curry is going to be hungry again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. And I believe if Jesus was an Indian, he would have been talking about curry. Whoever eats this curry will never be hungry again. He's talking about spiritual things, though. And he used water as an example. He's referring to spiritual things. And so is David in Psalms here, when he talks about your mouth being satisfied with good things. He's talking about spiritual matters. And to be satisfied with God means that you are so full, you need nothing else. There is total satisfaction in walking with him, in living for him, in obeying him. Then David says that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You want to feel young? Diet and exercise helps, amen? Sometimes. Sometimes it makes you feel older with all the pain involved. But you want to feel young? There's nothing like living for the Lord and knowing your purpose and your eternal future, your destiny, what he has in store for you. That brings a vigor and a life and a vitality to you like nothing else. You ever met someone who was older? An older person? And they seem like they get more bitter and angry the older they get? You ever met that? And it's a sad thing to see. But why is it that way sometimes? They often realize that as they get older, that this life is not going to last. And that they themselves perhaps may be breaking down and getting older. And that becomes discouraging and depressing and perhaps builds anger and resentment if all you have to look forward to is this life. And that's all you're living for. But the child of God can realize that even as they age, they realize the joy of walking with the Lord. And they realize how much they have to look forward to being with Him long after this life is done. And that alone can bring satisfaction, joy, and even in your older age, renew your youth. Count your blessings. We've seen David list some things for us. This is a start. Let this help you to start counting those blessings. Forgiveness. Do you have forgiveness with God? Do you know that you are born again? If not, this is number one, the number one blessing, forgiveness. Receive Jesus Christ. Secondly, healing. Give thanks to the Lord for whatever He has delivered you from and brought you through, realizing and knowing that true, ultimate, permanent healing will come when we are with Him. Deliverance. He's delivered you from sin and death and from the bondage of sin so that you can live for Him and serve Him. He's given you a crowning of His kindness and His tender mercies. And then that satisfaction. He satisfies like nothing else in this world can satisfy. And these are blessings. If you don't know where to begin praising God and counting your blessings, I encourage you to begin here. On this Mother's Day, moms and everyone else here, I ask you to take some time, even on your own, take some time to count your blessings. This can be a start, but I'm sure there's many more things that you can add to your list of blessings to count. Would you stand with me, please? With your head bowed and eyes closed for just a moment. You know, as the years have gone on, I've learned that not all of our dreams come true just as we thought they would or as we had planned originally. And maybe you've realized that same thing. Things have changed in your life as you've grown, as you've aged too. But you know, I've also realized that perhaps that is a good thing. Because God has things planned for me. And I'm sure some of the things I had dreamed and thought and planned and schemed were probably not the best things. They might not have even been good things. Wise people have learned to thank God for prayers not answered our way. Well, perhaps our dreams not coming true. And this week, I urge you to take some time to count your blessings. These things that David has given to us as a list of blessings. But think of other things. Things that your spouse perhaps does. The blessings of your children. It's easy to look at the criticisms, but let's count our blessings. Blessings of perhaps your church, your pastor, your workers that you work with. Of course, the blessing it is to know God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you count that as your blessing? I want to pray for you. Is there anybody here who would acknowledge, perhaps, just pray for me, Pastor Ken, because I don't know if I know God. I don't know if I have that blessing of forgiveness in my life. I want it. I believe I need it. Just pray for me. Is there anyone that would acknowledge that? Raise your hand where you are. Just pray for me, Pastor Ken. I'm not sure I have that blessing in my life. Raise your hand where you are. I just want to remember you, my friend. I want to remember you. The rest of you, maybe there's things in your life that God is bringing to your attention that are blessings. I want you to make a list in your heart and say, thank you, Lord. Let me not forget your benefits. Let me count your blessings that you give to me, starting with these and adding to them as he brings them to your mind. I want to give you just a few moments to do that right now. Go to him in prayer. And Lord, let me count my blessings. Thank him. Thank him for these blessings that he's given to you. And there are many. There are many. Father, Lord, I thank you for your many blessings. And Lord, it is easy for us to become negative, cynical, to focus on the difficulties we face and the problems we face. From time to time, we do need a dose of Psalms 103 to realign our thinking. And may we count our blessings today. May we remember the many blessings you have given to us. May we be thankful. You are awesome. You are our God. Lord, I thank you for the blessings of the moms here today. And a mom does so much work. And I pray today they would be honored by us and by their own children too. Thank you for our moms. In Jesus' name. If you would, I want to do one thing before we have announcements, and that is be seated except for moms. If you're a mother, stay standing. Wow, okay, we have a good group of moms in the room today. Let's all give them a hand. We love you guys. And I want to just pray a special prayer for you today. And after we leave in just a few moments, we have some gifts there's a gift table on the back that we want you to have. Just some small, special things to remember today by at IBC. And we also have some beautiful foods for our fellowship time. But I want to say a special prayer for you ladies right now. Let's pray. Lord, I lift up these that are standing with me right now, and I thank you for these moms. You've called them to a special role, a special job, to raise young ones up, to be caretakers, to be stewards of what you've given to them. Some may be younger mothers. Some may have children that have grown and left. Some are grandmothers or great-grandmothers. But we thank you for these, and may you bless them. May you continue to use them, whichever state in life they are in. Lord, may you strengthen them, give them wisdom beyond their own abilities, and may their youth be restored to them as they follow you, as they serve your purpose. Lord, we thank you for these moms, and may today be a special blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, would you please be seated? And before we're dismissed, we have a few announcements. Pastor Mike, thank you.
Thank you for the message this morning. We have just a few things that we'd like to share with you in announcements. If you have your bulletin on the inside pages under our notices, we have the Winter Youth Camp that's coming up in Lake Taupo. That's on the 17th through the 20th of July. The cost is $145 on that. Josh, did you need to say anything on that, or shall we just...
All right, so we got winter camp coming up in July, which is just under 9 weeks to go. Camp is going to be Tuesday through Friday, the 17th through 20th of July, back in Lake Taupo. So the ages of camp is 12 to 18. It's when you can't afford maybe to pay your way. But if you're 18 and over and want to come down as a helper, then you can pay your way. But the cost is $145 per person. So I think it is lower than what it was last year. Can't really remember the cost, but it seems like it's lower. And the theme this year isn't Love Is. That's actually an L. I don't know how they designed it. Of Is. Oh, I don't know. But the theme is What Is Love? So that's the theme for camp. Registration is open today, so if you are interested in coming down to winter camp in July, come see me or Denise, and we'll give you some more information about it. Next week, we'll have the flyers, the brochures for you to take home and fill out and sign. Okay, so that's coming up in July. Cutoff for that date will be probably about the third week of June, okay? So the third week of June, mid-June, that's going to be the cutoff of when we need numbers in, okay? And I'll do the next one as well, because it's, So next Friday night, we're going to be having a combined youth with, youth night with IBC Central. They want to come over and just visit us, fellowship with us, and see how things are going at IBC, see what we do here. Maybe they can take away things and just have a good time and fellowship with them. But if it was anything like it was Friday night, we might end up just taking IBC Central out. I don't know. But they want to come over and see what we're doing, what we're going through, what studies and stuff that we're doing. So this Friday night, we're going to be meeting here at 6:30, okay? And starting at 7, okay? So we have a few minutes of time to fellowship, so we're going to start straight at 7, okay? So parents, please get them here by 6:30 before 7. That'd be very appreciative. Because Central's coming all the way over here, and we're going to start straight at 7 o'clock, okay? So 6:30, start at 7, and then teens, if you're here, we're going to be going through our second series of Awakening, so if you can, bring your booklets, okay? If you don't have it with you, if it's gone missing or walking away somewhere, let me know, we'll make another copy for you, okay? So 6:30 here next Friday night. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Josh. We also have a senior citizen outing coming up. That's next Sunday on the 20th of May. It's to the Auckland Mandel... Oh, I always get this word wrong. Say it, Jennifer. Mandelinata. She's got it. Orchestra concert. That's on the 20th next Sunday. Leaving here at 2 o'clock. Come back at 5:30. The cost for that's $10, and it includes an afternoon tea. So if you'd like to be a part of that, then see Miss Jennifer or Tanya Allen as well. We have our AGM, our annual general meeting. That's coming up on the 27th of May. So if you're a member of the church, we would like to make sure, in the strongest of terms, ask that you be here for the meeting. It's going to take place during 10 o'clock, during our Sunday school time. We've already posted in the foyer area, just as you go through these doors to the left, we've posted an outline of the meeting, the budget proposal, and everything that's going along with that. You'll have some packets and information that you'll have to look at as well. Any questions between now and the 27th that you might have, you can see Pastor Ken, myself, or one of the deacons, and we'll be glad to help you out and answer the questions. During the meeting time, it's simply a proposal time where we're going to come through and we're going to share last year's budget and how we ended up, this year's budget, and what we expect. So that's what we will be voting on and approving during the meeting. We have a St. John's First Aid course. That's coming up on the 28th of July. So we've got the date nailed down now, the 28th of July. That's on a Saturday from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock. So it's quite a long day. The cost is $100. And we know that some of you have already registered. Some of you have paid your registration fee, or at least half of that. We need the remainder of you. If you're intending to take this course on this date, we need the rest of you to go ahead and pay and book in for that date by putting $50 deposit down. Once your $50 deposit goes down, your name will be on the list to be able to take the course. And if you have any questions, Jennifer is, she's heading that one up as well. So you have a question, or you, or Mono in the office, right? Yep, but Mono's not here, I don't think, is she? Okay, so we also have the Kids Club we've been mentioning for the last couple of weeks. We need a couple more volunteers. If you'd like to assist in the Kids Club, assisting with some of the activities, then see Jennifer again about that, and we'll make sure that she gives you all the information as to what that entails and what's going on in the Kids Club. Our missionaries praying for Casey and Christina, our missionaries that we've supported here. Well, not just supported here, they're a part of us. They've been a part of the church here for many, many years, and now they're living overseas doing ministry work, so we continue to pray for them and financially support them as well. I think that's all of the announcements that we have, other than before we're dismissed, we'd like to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries with you. Anyone celebrating a birthday this week? Anyone with a birthday? Come on up here, Joseph. Come on up. Anyone else with a birthday? How about wedding anniversaries? Anyone celebrating wedding anniversary this week? Any wedding anniversaries? No? No other birthdays? Let's all stand together. We're going to sing Happy Birthday, and Pastor Ken will dismiss us in a time of prayer. Let's all sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Joseph. Let's be dismissed. Enjoy some of the wonderful refreshments being made, Mother's Day refreshments. And do we have someone at the table to help? Okay. We have a table there for some gifts to take away for moms. God bless you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day, and I thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us, and may we truly count our blessings. You are so good. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. You're dismissed. Did you say Happy Mother's Day?